The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live off the record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. Or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, that's the way my mother listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612, that's BTC Flow Channel 612. So, today, we would look at some issues around doing business. And this really was prompted by, I will upfront say, by a call I got from Toby Smith as he was making some claims regarding RCI. And I'm not interested in defending or not defending RCI today. It's just that some points he made made me think about how some people think about business. So today we're going to do that for a bit, and I may be joined later on by someone in having this discussion. I am always baffled that let me go this direction. So any of you, please feel free to text me or call me to tell me. Have you ever heard any business person in the Bahamas, foreign or Bahamian, any, say they do not pay the government enough money? Any business person say, you know what? The Bahamas government provides, and the people of the Bahamas provide, the security that allows me to do my business, the environment that allows me to do my business, the infrastructure that allows me to do my business. And in many instances, even for, especially for local businesses, the customers that allow me to do my business, I don't pay the government enough money. I think the government should get more money because I only hire 10 people. I only hire 50 people. I only hire 100 people, but I'm making millions of dollars. And I think I should pay the government more money. Have you ever heard a foreign or Bahamian business or business person say that? Anyone? Our numbers are 323-6232 or 325 or 325-4259. Or you can text me at 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me at 439-3043. Anyone Have you ever heard that? Anyone, have you ever heard a business say, I don't pay the government enough business license fees. I don't pay the government enough national insurance deductions. I don't pay the government enough custom duties. If anyone listening to me, familiar with the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, have any one of you ever heard those words and even paraphrased come out of any business or business person's mouth in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Please text or call me and tell me when you heard it. Anybody, anytime. Please tell me. No? No one? Producer? We normally take a break at some 2:20, et cetera. I'm literally interested to know if anybody's ever heard this word. Has anybody in the Bahamas ever heard a business person or business say, I make too much profit in this country. I make too much. I need to stop making that much profit. I make too much profit. I make too much money in the Bahamas. Any landlord, have you ever heard any landlord say, oh, I charge people too high a rent. My rent is too high. I got to cut the rent down. This is too high. Have you ever heard any business say, I charge too much for the products I sell at this store. I'm going to reduce the price on everything because I charge too much and I make too much profit. Anybody ever heard those words come out of any business person at all? Anyone ever say, I make too much money in the Bahamas, I'm going to give it away, I'm going to give some away to the people of the Bahamas because the people of the Bahamas are the reason I'm able to do all of this? Have any of you ever heard those words? No one? Producer, let me take a break, please. And then when we come back, I'm going to read for you all the texts that I get answering the question when I come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Rulang, your host.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're talking business today. And if you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Has anyone ever heard any business person in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas say, I don't pay the government enough money. I need to pay the government more money. Ever say I make too much profit in this country. I need to make less profits. Ever say I charge people too much for these goods or services? Charge them too much for these rental units. Charge them too much for these houses. Charge them too much to borrow money. I charge them too much. Has anyone ever heard a single business person in the Bahamas ever say anything like that? Ever. Ever. Bahamian or foreign. No. I have no text saving and accept. No calls. I have no text saving except this one. It says, great show as usual. No businessman in the history of the business of businessmen ever said they make too much profit, even if the person on cocaine or something else. So they just won. Okay. I have heard one business person say, not of the Bahamas government, but say of a government, that the government doesn't charge them enough taxes. And that person was Warren Buffett, said it about the amount of federal taxes paid by people like himself. It's the only person I've ever heard say that. I've never heard anybody say any such thing in the Bahamas. I'm not criticizing them at all. I am not criticizing any business person who has not said that. So I want you to be clear that I'm not criticizing any business person for saying that. And there is a reason for that. Folk, be sure of this. A great deal of the quality of life we live in the Bahamas, however we think that quality of life is. We certainly bragged about what that quality of life was relative to others in the Caribbean, relative to, say, Haiti and those. We bragged about the kind of living we live in. We live a reasonably high material quality of life. There is no question about our housing stock, our clothing stock, our car stock, our ability to travel for vacation and all that kind of stuff, our medical stock. We live a relatively high quality of life. And a great deal of that has everything to do with the businesses that operate in the Bahamas, both foreign and Bahamian. They provide the products to provide to live that high quality of life, along with, for the most part, many foreign businesses in the United States of America. Many foreign businesses in the United States of America, where we go to shop, all the Walmarts and the Marshalls and the TJ Maxx and the and Klein and all those places where Bahamians go. All foreign providers that make us look good, feel good, sound good, all the kinds of stuff, drive around good, etc. We ain't never produced a car in this country for commercial trade. No washing machine, no microwave, no stove, no fridge, no you do some furniture, bedding in particular, no television, etc. These are all provided for our comfort by businesses. Now, why doesn't a businessman come out and say the government doesn't charge me enough money, I make too much profits? I'll tell you why. Because most businesses, certainly all the businesses that are in the business for profits, begin with some individual or individuals, foreign or Bahamian, who think to themselves, you know what? I have an idea to provide that product or that service to Bahamians or to people who would like to come to the Bahamas. Ground transportation, it could be hotel accommodations, it could be rental accommodations, it could be clothes, it could be haircuts, it could be nail manicures and all kinds of things. I think I can provide that service. And why would I do it? Because I think I could make some money in it, and I'm hoping I could make lots of money with it, because with that lots of money, I am going to take care of myself, my children, my family, and whoever else is in my circle I want to take care of. I want to make the money. If I could, I won't be a millionaire. If I could, I want to be a billionaire. That is what is in the head of the person who starts out thinking, I want to start a business. We want to make profits. And generally speaking, I don't know any who, I deal with a lot of business people, I built businesses myself or started businesses myself. I don't know anyone who starts and saying, I only want to make 1% profit on what I invest. 2%, 3%, 4%. They generally say they have an idea of the level of profit they may make, but they are not capping that. They're not saying, boy, if I start making 50%, 20%, 30%, I stop. Not anyone I know. Not anyone I know. So they are not going to say I make too much profit, because they are in the business to make profit. So that's what they're going to do. They're not going to say I charge these people too high a price. They're not going to say why. Because that price is tied to their profit ambition. How much they charge you, how much they charge me, is tied to how much they seek to make and to how much it costs them to bring that product or service to us. So there's a combination here, a threefold combination. There's what it costs to deliver the product or service, how much profit they seek to make above and beyond what it costs them to deliver that product or service, and then the price that has to be charged in order to make the level of profit that they would like to make it worth their while to have been in that business to begin with. Now, to get in that business, they have all kinds of time they have to dedicate, all kinds of organizational resources they have to dedicate. Then they have to find the money and invest the money, never knowing whether they would make a dime or not. Never. They could totally flop this business. Ask Hutchison Whampoa with Grand Ukiah. They could totally fail the business. But they take the risk. They put their money down, or the monies of other people they are able to get down, and they move forward. Then they start their business. And then they start to make money. It seems rather odd to me. Odd to me. That people then do all of that to get into not a charity, but a for-profit business, and then people start running around envying them. People start running around criticizing them for an obeying. The business being foreign obeying, or the criticizers being foreign obeying, criticizing these people for having the gall to take a risk with their monies and other people's monies to get a business up and running that ends up purchasing supplies from local Bahamians or Bahamians, employing Bahamians, paying taxes and fees to the government of the Bahamas, and doing what they do to make their money. People then went around going, oh, you should be paying more. They never will say that about their business. Or you should be doing more. They never will say that about their business. But now they want to hate on that business, foreign or Bahamian, because why? Why? Someone please tell me, what would be the rationale for someone hating on another person's business and wherewithal to upbring that? Because you do know, foreign or Bahamian, the only way you get to operate legitimately in the Bahamas is if the government gives you a license. So if you have a license from the government of the government of the Bahamas has said to you, go ahead and do your business. The government didn't say, other than in some controlled, price-controlled areas, the government didn't say to government didn't say to 98% of the businesses in the country, 99% of the businesses, the government didn't say, you only could make so much profit, you know. You only could charge so much, you know. You only could, you got to hire more than Bahamians and this. No, the government never said that to any of those businesses, foreign or Bahamian. Why? Because the government understands. We operate in the Bahamas a free enterprise system. The same free enterprise system that permits every white and the black prosperous Bahamian to generate all the profit that buys them those huge fancy houses they live in, the fancy cars they drive in, the material things they enjoy, the vacations they enjoy, the things they do for their families, and all of the charity that they are able to give. That is what permits them to do that. And none of them ought to be frowned on, criticized, because when they started out, they didn't say, I'm going in a non-profit business. They said, I'm going in a for-profit business. And just like any single one of us going into business would be in it for what in business theory is called profit maximization, they go into it for profit maximization. That's what they go in it for. They might not maximize. So you're in the cruise ship business as an example. Now, this is the Bahamas. This beautiful place, this beautifully sunny place with gorgeous beaches and friendly people, and wow, we are fantastic, beautiful, gorgeous. Everybody wants to come to the Bahamas. It's paradise. Let me ask you a question. How come there is no Bahamian or group of Bahamians that owns a cruise ship, given how fantastic the Bahamas is and how easy it must be to get people to come to the Bahamas on cruise ships? Why is there no Bahamian or no Bahamian group, or not even a Bahamian group, but a foreign group that owns a cruise ship to bring all them millions of people to the Bahamas? That's another question I put to you. Is there any? How come? Not one Bahamian is brilliant enough? Not a group of Bahamians are brilliant enough to consider, to conceive having a cruise ship to bring people to the most beautiful, gorgeous country on planet Earth that no cruise ship could exist, except that they are bringing tourists to the Bahamas. That's what Toby said yesterday. This is the Bahamas. And another person there calling and saying the same thing. This is the Bahamas. The people want to come here. And so the cruise ships. Well, okay. I agree that. The Bahamas is someplace lots of people want to come. That means why are no babies in the cruise ship business? None. Not even between Florida and the Bahamas. No group of babies. None. We got malls. We have apartments. We have banks. We even have little small resorts. We have clothing stores. We have shoe stores. We have sporting stores. We have construction companies. We got all kinds of things. Why are we not in the cruise ship business? How come we don't have any big hotels? How come we have no Bahama, Atlantis, size hotels? How come we didn't pick up Grand Lucaya from Hutchison? Bahamians. I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about Bahamians. How is it? Why is it? What is it? How come we don't? Don't forget, we are a gorgeous place. People want to come here. This is a gorgeous place. We got gorgeous beaches. We got Paradise Island. We got Nassau. We got Grand Mama, Abaco, Lucerne, Long Island, Chat Island, Anamba, Rumkey. We got all Crooked Island. We got all these gorgeous places. But we got no Bahamian. In 50 years of independent existence, no Bahamian. Now, we do have Bahamians in combination with foreigners. I think Tiger Woods, the Frankie Wilson and those have the Eleuther Bay, Horton Bay, I think it is, that's opening up, that's so on. But no cruise ships. Them doggone foreign RCI and Carnival coming in here and just raping us and taking advantage of us and sucking us dry and taking and using us for all our gorgeous stuff. And we are sitting down doing nothing about an industry we say cannot exist without us. How come? You want to talk business? Let's talk business. How come? These people. How come? That's what I'll ask. How come? This tech says we take safe investments. And also, us Bahamians don't like to pay good salaries. If we own a cruise ship, the union would strike every. We don't own no major hotels because the government don't give Bahamians concessions. They would make us pay the light bill on time. That's not true. You're dead wrong. Every hotel in the Bahamas is registered under the Hotels Encouragement Act the same way as Atlantis and Bahamas. So let me just make sure you are correct. Okay? Every Bahamian can get the very same concessions that foreign entities get under the Industries Encouragement Act because the concessions are granted in law. Now, you're not going to get as much because if your project is $100,000, you're not going to get a $500,000 scaled concession. The amount is not going to look the same. And similarly, if you do $100 million versus $1 billion, okay, so RCI can't get the same amount of concessions as a Bahama or Atlantis because their scale is much, much smaller. But they can get the same concessions where it is applicable. They don't have a hotel, but where it is applicable. I don't know actually what they could get, what they'd be registered under. But if you go and start a small hotel for $2 million, you can get the exact same concessions that a Atlantis and Bahama would. Exact same under the law. So don't let's do that to ourselves. Okay? no answer other than the one, and I agree with that person. It does have something to do with risk. No Bahamian in 50 years. Bahamians can do anything, we are told. We are told that every single day. Politicians love to echo that phrase. Bahamians can do anything, anything, anything. That might be true, but some of the things they can do, they don't do. Why? Like, can a Bahamian own a cruise line? Or a set of Bahamians? Maybe. Does any Bahamian or any group of Bahamians? No. No. Can a Bahamian or set of Bahamians own a Atlantis Bahama? Maybe. Can arrange to have such, but has there any? Okay. Why? See, because this is fundamental to the criticisms we levy at these foreign investors. And it's fundamental to some of the criticisms we levy at people. Why do we not own a cruise ship, much less a cruise line? Why don't we? I mean, we say the Bahamas is the only place where you can literally have a cruise dedicated just to the country, because a cruise can go from New Providence to Grand Bahama to Abaco to Bimini to Eleuthera and so forth and so forth. We say, because we have these multiple islands that people can cruise to, and they can get shades of differences in each of those islands. And yet, we don't even have an inter-island ferry between us. There's a ferry between Grand Bahama and Florida called Balearia. It's owned by foreigners. We don't have a ferry between Grand Bahama and Bimini. We don't have a ferry between Grand Bahama and New Providence, a ferry between New Providence and Eleuthera, why? Why don't we? I could always take a popular path on this show, and I could simply echo some of the things that I hear us say over and repeatedly with enthusiasm. People go, oh, boy, let me speak for us. Let me talk for us. And sometimes I try, but I'm not going to talk for us if the talk doesn't, in my own mind now, add up. I hear people say, that's only your opinion. Can I have somebody else's opinion? Can't. But you can challenge my logic, and I'm happy to hear it. Don't call this show challenge, calling me, telling me I don't listen to nobody, because that just tells me your arguments, that you don't have an argument. Challenge my thoughts. Don't tell me, oh, you don't listen to nobody. No. Tell me, give me your thoughts about what my thinking is, or give me your own thoughts. Don't call here talking to me about me. Let's talk about the idea. And the idea on the table right now is, why does not a Bahamian or a group of Bahamians own a cruise ship or a cruise line or a major hotel in the Bahamas, in the number one industry in the country, the one that we say is the gorgeous country that everybody wants to come to? It's Texas, because government past and present don't believe in Bahamians, they believe in foreigners. Toby is the prime example. Okay, so government past and present don't believe in Bahamians, they believe in foreigners. That's the reason. Listen to the reason that individual cares for why no Bahamian is in the cruise ship business hotel business, because the government, listen to this now, because the government believes in Bahamians. Let me ask you a question, bro. Why are you in the malls? Why are you in the insurance business? Why are you in the banking business? Why are you in the gambling business, making hundreds of millions of dollars? Why are you in any of those businesses? Because the government don't believe in you? Wow. tell you one thing. If that's your belief, you will be capped at wherever in life you are, if that is your belief. That's scary and frightening. I hope to God that it's not shared by too many more people in this country, especially young people. I trust and hope not. And you know what? Some may absolutely believe that, and oh my goodness, we have to do something about that thing. That's scary, frightening. Why are we in the construction business? And I ain't talking about no real construction business. Y'all sit around here thinking that, but he ain't making multiple millions of dollars in the construction business. Just because you're making $2 and I'm making $3, don't mean everybody making $2 and $3. Some people are making some buku dollars in this country, Bahamians. But the government don't believe in them. Okay? This tax is lying. If the government borrows billions from the central bank, who has to pay that back? The government borrows billions, and it has borrowed billions probably over decades. You have to pay it back. You, the taxpayers, the government has to pay it back. And so therefore taxpayers are owed the bill, have to foot the bill. Also, if shanty towns have light and water and are not paying the bill because it's illegal, okay, who is paying for that? You are. These are great questions. You are paying for it. So to the extent that BPL doesn't collect that revenue, but has to make the expenses, the extent to which BPL therefore loses money, and the extent to which the government therefore has to come and subsidize BPL and also carry a guarantee for BPL's debt and may at some point have to have that debt called in, you, the taxpayers of the pounds, foot the bill. So how come foreigners are moving in empty homes for free while the Bahamians are being taxed to death and foreclosed and kicked out? And I don't know that that is true altogether, but if that is happening, then it's because somebody who should be looking after it is allowing it to happen. Now, here's the thing, right? We have to really think through this, right? I know of abandoned buildings in Freeport. The reason why an abandoned building is called an abandoned building is because the people who own it abandoned it and are therefore not paying attention to it. That's why it's deteriorating. You get that, right? If somebody moves in that abandoned building, the only way for somebody to know is for somebody to have seen or investigated that they are living there. If somebody sees that they are living there, I have seen people live in abandoned buildings, and I'm telling you, I have never said a word to anybody. No one. So if I'm the only person who ever saw someone in an abandoned building, how is anybody supposed to know that somebody's living in an abandoned building? I mean, come on, man. Come on, let's be real. The government is in everywhere. The police is in everywhere. And you know that, and I know that. That's why we get away with the nonsense we get away. That's why we run the lights from time to time. Steph says, so Jeff Lloyd had a client who was surprised he had to pay no taxes on massive profits made in this country. So Lloyd told a story on radio. Does that count? No. Well, no, because that person who came here and paid no taxes obviously took no time to understand the Bahamas, because it is no secret. Bahamas had been known as a tax haven, but does not charge corporate taxes, income taxes, et cetera. So you come to this country and don't know that. You didn't do a lot of very good job with due diligence. I can tell you that. So being surprised about it, okay. He wasn't complaining. I didn't. Did he say to Jeff, you know what? I need to pay some profits, some taxes on these profits. I don't know if he said that. So I don't know. This text says, let's raise an IPO to start a hotel or cruise line. Mr. Lang, you have a good point. And that kind of ownership will empower the Bahamians, and we will no longer be looking for the MP to give us harm and take it. Yeah. You are going there. You are going, you know what? Let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Whatever weather, you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like
ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, 300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shabab Gulang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I understand we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Thank you for holding.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. Well, I'm a young person calling because I'm listening to you on the radio. I sometimes tend to listen from time to time because you do give good information. But your question was, why don't any Bahamians own hotels or tourist-type attractions?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. My question was, why don't they own a cruise ship or cruise line or major hotel?
Yeah, okay. That question. I didn't know it exactly by the words, but okay.
No, but that's important. That's important because Bahamians own lots of things, and I don't want you to think I'm saying Bahamians got and don't own other things.
Yes, and I agree with you in that because I did hear you ask about insurance and banks and stuff. Now,
no, I didn't ask about it. I know Bahamians own banks and insurance companies.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
So,
some of them are my friends. So, I know that.
I don't know. Do those businesses that are owned by Bahamians, insurance and stuff, do they get concessions? Like the hotels get concessions?
They do not.
Okay, so that could be a major part why Bahamians don't own those type of things because Bahamians.
No, but you would be arguing against yourself because you would think that Bahamians would go in the areas where they get concessions as opposed to the areas where they don't.
Yeah, but if a Bahamian does apply and they're giving them the runaround with licenses and fees and all of this, but whereas another company, a foreign company, could come
Ma'am, we're not going to theorize about this. First of all, no Bahamian has ever applied for a license for a cruise ship or cruise line in the Bahamas.
And you sure about that?
Positive.
Okay.
Positive. And there's been no Bahamian that has put together any effort or any proposal to apply to the government to have an Atlantis Bahama-sized hotel. None.
So you feel if they do, if a Bahamian does, they would get the exact same concessions that the other hotels get?
Absolutely, if they could show the money.
So they have to show the money, but then on the flip side, the hotels don't always show the money. They would
That's not true. That is not true, ma'am. That's not true. You have to show the money. You have to.
Okay, I have a question. Is that true that the company that got the lease to do their stuff over PI now turned around and said that they're going to sell shares to Bahamian?
No, they didn't turn around and say that. The government negotiated with them for them to make shares available to Bahamians.
So the shares of Bahamians is a completely separate from the concessions and all of that, because it's just like me coming to you and I say, I give you $50, and now I try not to resell you the same $50 that you just gave me.
No, it's not like that, because that's not how business works. Because if I make an investment in something, I make an investment with a view to both making dividends as gains from it, and what we call capital appreciation, which is an increase in the value of your share. So you could turn around and end up owning a share that you paid $50 for that's worth $100 and that you collected $100 in dividends for. That's an entirely different scenario.
Okay. All right.
But good questions. Thank you very much for calling. Good questions. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, keep thinking this through. I mean, it's important for us to do that.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you, here. I appreciate it. Okay, so I listen, man. I want you all to know. I ain't on nobody's side, right? I'm trying my best. I could be failing at it, but I'm trying my best to bring us to a place of understanding, not of agreeing with me, to a place of understanding how these things work, of trying to get you to stop picking up talk on the street about how things are done and trying to understand how things are done. You can understand that by getting the information yourself, looking at the laws, looking at the procedures, getting it from people who are actually participating or have participated, so that we are more informed. That street talk is full of misinformation. Okay, just because you have a feeling that something is done doesn't mean that that is how it is done. Something may have been done in an instant doesn't mean it speaks for the entire process. And that's what I'm trying to do, right? So one of our texters who wrote in and said, Ms. Lang, so what we need to do is let's raise an IPO to start a hotel or cruise line. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read the rest of the other text, but I want to spring off from that, because that's getting us in the direction that I'm talking about. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Gulani, your host. We have to take a break from news. We'll be back after the news break.
This is FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, if you want to go on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259, you can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That young lady who called in warmed my heart, I have to tell you. I like to know that she's thinking, she is thinking critically, she is willing to listen, but still press a point in her case. I mean, just wonderful. This Texas line, I have said this many times over the years. I have sat in meetings with Bahamian business people, and they said they would not own hotels and other businesses where they have to employ masses of Bahamians because they know how Bahamians go. Once they know a Bahamian owns things, you can't get them to really be productive, and they will not respect rules. Sit with people like Sandy Sands, and he will tell you this often. I know Sandy did that, but anyhow. Oh, boy. You know, there's something else. The text says, cost prohibitive for Bahamian cruise ship line. Why is it cost prohibitive for Bahamian? Is it not cost prohibitive for RCI and them? Also, could imagine red tape just to open a mom and pop shop. Bahamians have to jump over hoops, tip this one and that one, and the haters conspire against you. In a nutshell, we are placed in a box, and those who can grant the approval only see you as so big. Really? Seriously, you think that's what's stopping us? That if a Bahamian and a group of Bahamians said, I came to start up a cruise ship line, a cruise ship business, that's what's going to stop them? We say, well, how all these Bahamian businesses get set up in the Bahamas, all these, the banks, the insurance companies, the retail wholesale stores, how do they get started? I agree with you, the red tape, but is that the reason? Really? Seriously? Okay. See, you may not agree, but we have such a long way to go. Too petty and jealous, man. I don't think so. I'm not disagreeing with whether there's pettiness and jealousy, but I don't agree that that's what's keeping you. See, if you slip through, then your employees start their jealous spirit. Wow, y'all have a way to go, man. There's some serious stuff. See, as a former loan officer, I used to hear the comments from some of my Bahamian superiors when unknown individuals present their proposals. They see you as only so big. Chivago and his boys want to borrow money to build a cruise line. Who they think they is? Nah, I agree that that could happen. But you don't go for a loan for something like that, right? You got to get equity partnership and something like that. But we're going to talk through that in a minute. I can tell you what the deal is. We can talk through it in a little while. Pettiness is your problem in the Bahamas, people. Y'all need to stop being so petty. This text says, no company is constrained by any pricing limits, but isn't there a new concept of ethical profits? But I think the problem people have with RCI isn't really about RCI, but the timing. How much more of our country do we sell off in favor of foreign interests? If business enterprise was the end goal, Toby would have been approved already. He has the money for the business he wants to launch. Well, I'm not talking about RCI today, and I'm not talking about RCI versus Toby. They just saw some background for the topic. So I think Toby should have gotten a decision on his project, and I think they should have given him a shot to do his project. So let's be clear on that, but that's not the issue for me today. I'm seeking a larger set of understanding concept. Say, okay, well, Mr. Lang, I've seen Haitians move in abandoned homes. I have investigated. They do not belong there. And I'm talking about homes in San Susi, the Eastern Road, Village Road, Camp Road, and Place, etc. Who do I alert? If you say they're Haitians, how do you know they're Haitians? Okay, if you think they're Haitians, then go to the police. Go to immigration. That's easy. If you know the owners of the abandoned building, go find them. By the way, ask the abandoned building owners, what are they doing with their abandoned buildings? Because that can be a rodent problem. That could be a safety problem, etc. So they should be asked to do something about it too. Okay, so take care of the Haitians, take care of the owner of the abandoned building. Okay, and all of those who to go to is easy. Why you have to really even ask who to go to is shocking for me, quite frankly. Shocking. Who do you go to when there's a crime being committed? Who are the law enforcers? Police? Thanks, Iman Z, if you only knew. So, our texter who said, Mr. Lang, let's go. I'm going to read the text. He says, or she says, let's raise an IPO to start a hotel or cruise line, Mr. Lang. You have a good point. And that kind of ownership will empower Bahamians, and we will no longer be looking for the MP to give us a ham and turkey. Okay, great. I like where you're going. That's the idea. That's the thing. Nobody's stopping us. If we think this is such a great profitable area and our country is so fantastic that millions of people want to come here, we see that. Millions of people want to come here. Let's get that business. Okay. First of all, it doesn't start with an IPO. You don't raise money first. Can I tell you that, people? The first thing you do in trying to start a business is not raise money first. You got to go and confirm for yourself that this idea is a highly probable, viable idea. That's where you start. You start with a business plan. What's a business plan? A business plan is a plan to get a business up and running that you believe can be affordably. So the business plan is. So that starts with, yes, millions of people may want to come to the Bahamas, but where are these millions of people? Oh, they are in Europe and America and South America and all these places. Well, how are you going to get them to choose you over RCL, over Carnival, over Scandinavian Cruise Lines and all these other places? Why haven't those companies, having been in business for a very long time, having established a reputation for a very long time as being reliable as a cruise provider, all of a sudden, me and you, Bahamian Inc. Cruise Lines comes out and says, we want you to come with us. Why are they going to do it? What's your strategy to get them? What's your business development strategy? What's your marketing strategy? What's all that? That's going to be in your business plan. How much of those are you likely to take from them in the first year? How many are you likely to get in the second year, third year, fourth year, sixth year? What's going to be your pricing strategy? What's going to be, where are you, is it going to be quality or is it going to be price? Or is it, where are you going to land in the pricing market? Okay, and that we ain't even done yet. What is it going to cost me, first of all, to build a cruise line, a cruise ship? To outfit the cruise ship? To hire staff for the cruise ship? To train staff for the cruise ship? To put in all the safety provisions for the cruise ship? To get all the regulatory approvals I need for the cruise ship? What's this going to cost me on an ongoing basis? And I know that when I first start, I'm not going to get thousands of people coming to my cruise line. I may get 100, but I get 100, but I'm going to still have these expenses associated. So for a while, how am I going to finance? What is that deficit going to cost me? What's my working capital going to be? My startup? All these things have to be answered. What happens if I have an accident? What insurance would I have? What happens if... All these things have to be answered before I go to the market, because investors are going to ask me, have you made provision for this? Have you made provisions for that? What's your marketing strategy? Which of the business better? What are your financial forecasts for the next 3, 4, 5 years? Blah, 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 blah. So forth and so forth and so forth. What's going to be your capital financing mix? Is it going to be all equity? Is it going to be equity plus loan financing or some combination thereof, and what's going to be your IRR in terms of this project? What's your payback period? What is going to be a dividend policy? Hmm? Eh? Anyone hearing me? I'm not saying babies can't do that. I'm just saying, before you get to an IPO is the last stage of having done all the other stages of things to convince somebody to put their money into something you're doing that they believe is worth the while. There's a lot of work before you get to that IPO. You don't believe me? Ask the people who published the IPOs, who have produced IPOs for folks. Texas Bahamians have a chance to do things with downtown, yet none has. But let the government bring in an investor. People will complain Bahamians are just silly sometimes. You know, I say that all the time too, you know. Grand Bahama has been in. Where's the Bahamian investor? Where's the Bahamian investor? You go around our country and you look for any island in the Bahamas that's not prospering, and you will see no Bahamian investors, and you will see no foreign investors. You go and look at the islands that are prospering, and you will see foreign investors, and you will see a few Bahamian investors. That's it. You could, don't get mad with me. Go contradict me. That's all you have to do. Contradict me. San Salvador is doing well. Who's a major investor down there? Club Med. They owned by Bahamian Stone. Right? See, the text who texted earlier is right on the money. What it takes to do these massive projects is very risky business. Very sophisticated, complex business, especially in with respect to being able to do the global marketing strategy that is required. I don't have Bahamians willing to go in that direction. But we have had foreign concerns who have been willing to do so. You got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am. You were a little low. I don't know why.
Okay. I was listening to you just now because I'm getting ready for work.
Much better. Thank you.
And what I want to say, because if you want to hang me up, you can go right ahead. But I've never heard someone spoke down about Bahamians yet. And I had to call in because, believe it or not, Bahamians know how to...
I'm sorry. You faded out for a minute.
Bahamians know how to set up a business plan. We know how to do the books. And most of us have the money, okay? And we are able to invest in our country. Because believe it or not, I'm a young Bahamian woman, and I've been working since my 16. I'm excellent when it comes to accounts. I know how to set up a business plan because my uncles and my father... They work for themselves, so I know how to do it. And the only reason that I don't do certain things in this country, because things have to be done under the table. And again, I blame Bahamians for that. Okay? But please stop talking like we don't know how to set up a business plan. We don't know how to invest. We don't know how to save. And again, I'm not going to say all Bahamians know it. Okay? Because you can be a Bahamian who just went to high school. You didn't even have to go to college, because I love to tell people, going to college just means you know how to read a book. Read a book.
Okay. Can I interrupt you for just a minute? Firstly, you know, this show is listened to by many people. And there are many people, adult people, who do not know how to do a business plan. And when I talked about the business planning, I only did it because someone said, let's go and raise an IPO. And so I was saying, before you get to an IPO, you will agree you need a business plan, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I was talking about the components. Now, secondly, let me tell you, with the greatest respect to you, many people with money have come to me to help them produce business plans. You know why? Because they don't know how. You may consider that to be a thing, but that's not a thing. Many of the most sophisticated businesses in the world go to accounting firms and other people to help them develop their business plans.
Okay, and I understand that. But I'm also telling you, there are persons who don't or have never been to college or even have finished high school, and they do excellent in business.
But I don't disagree.
I only called because how, if you listen to yourself, just go back listen to what you said. You were very demeaning and you talked down. Again, I'm not going to tell you, yes, we don't have behemoths who don't know exactly how to do certain things, but we do have behemoths who know how to do these things. And the only reason a lot of behemoths don't do a lot of things in this country is because, again, I said, you have to blame us because we like to do a lot of things under the table. And that's the problem with this country. I love to tell people, I'm not upset with Haitians. I'm not upset with Jamaicans, Dominicans, anyone who comes to this country, and they come together and they do for themselves. Because behemoths refuse to do it. Not all behemoths, some behemoths. Okay? I only call because how you thought. No, because if you didn't listen to yourself, it's
not. No, but I want you to listen. See, first of all, hold on. I'm not hanging up on you. Do you see me rowing you? Do you see me talking back at you? But I do want to ask you something. So I was trying to explain to people how, what is involved with a business plan before you get an IPO. Tell me how I should have said it. I shouldn't have said that at all?
No, you could say that, okay? And I'm not going to say you can't say that, but the way you said it.
Like, tell me, no, I'm asking you. Tell me how I should have said it.
You could have not been so demeaning.
Okay, how was I demeaning? That's what I'm asking you. What was it? Was it my tone?
Your voice and the way you spoke, Mr. Lyon.
Okay.
And I'm sure you know, tone of voice and the way you spoke has an effect. It's just like body language.
I also know, I have lots of texts here from people, right? I also know that sometimes how you receive something is about you and not me. When you came on saying to me, you came on defensively. You said, oh, but there are lots of Bahamians who know how to do a business plan, et cetera. And I regarded that as, but you were a little strong. But I mean, I didn't take it as offensive or demeaning because I didn't think that that was the spirit in which you were providing it, right?
I didn't think you took it as offensive or anything. I'm just saying, I was letting you know. Because I tend to listen to Guardian Radio, okay?
Right.
Sometimes I'd say I'd love to meet Sparky. I'd love to meet 52. I'd love to meet these men who I can sit down and just listen, okay?
Okay.
Because they're giving you...
All right, okay. Listen to me. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your comment. Okay? Thank you. Let me tell you something. I am not a stupid man. And I can tell... Very often, when people call, they call with an angle. And she called with an angle. Sensible child, you know, making some sensible comment. But I'm not a stupid man. Okay, I'm not stupid. All right? I'm not stupid. When you have your angles, let's talk about the ideas. Let's do that. Let's not waste time. She called me to say, there are people who didn't go to high school, who didn't go to college to learn, who not do a business plan, who knows the finances. You don't have to tell me that because, frankly, I didn't go to school and I didn't learn how to do a business plan in school. I have a degree in economics and in finance. I didn't learn them and learn business planning in universities. I know that, right? Now, I am me. Yes, sometimes the way I say something could get right under your skin. But that has happened to me too, right? But I'm sure today, I don't know. I mean, you could tell me, I don't know that I was trying to demean anybody. So now that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about ideas now. We're now talking about me. And that's when I know you are not about the ideas. You're about something else. Let's talk about the idea. How about the idea that we as Bahamians who say that we have a very attractive jurisdiction for cruise business and hotels are not in those businesses, especially in the cruise business. And the idea is, why not? Our proposition is, you are not because you got to do everything under the table. And I'm demeaning? You just said, In order to do anything in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you have to do it under the table. And I am demeaning the Bahamians. Are you serious? You just said, this country is corrupt. And I'm demeaning to you as Bahamians. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rf.more. RF, money at work.
Mommy made sure that I was vaccinated because she loves me.
Getting our precious little ones vaccinated protects them from so many diseases like polio, measles, and whooping cough. Vaccines are safe and effective. Immunizations can prevent illnesses and even death.
As we celebrate our 50th year of independence, let's move forward to protecting ourselves and each other from vaccine-preventable diseases. Upward to achieving the highest vaccination rates in the region, and onward to a safer, healthier Bahamas. We can achieve this together. In New Providence, visit Ann's Town Clinic, Flamingo Gardens Clinic, Elizabeth Estate Clinic, or if you're in the Family Island Clinic, visit any of your routine vaccination clinics for vaccines. COVID-19 vaccines are also available.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USA.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Gulang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 43. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that this Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th, the Central Bank will be hosting a financial literacy fair and digital expo at Fusion Superplex on Gladstone Road. Learn more about investments, savings, insurance, digital payment solutions, and more. Up to $50,000 in Sand Dollars will be given away. You can use your Sand Dollars anywhere. Sand Dollar is accepted. This includes the Red Cross Fair that's being held this Saturday and Sunday at Arawak Key. The first $600 Sand Dollar wallet holders at the fair will receive 50% off adult admissions and free admissions for kids. Well, that sounds good. Let me say something for the record. And it doesn't make any difference to me who it is. I am never going to make myself small so that you could feel better and bigger about yourself. Never. It ain't gonna happen, right? Not gonna happen. If the way I talk and speak and come across to you is offensive, meaning, do not listen to this show. It makes no sense. Don't do that. I'm encouraging you. Please spend your 2 hours doing something different. It just don't make sense. I wouldn't do it. I would not listen to somebody who's demeaning me and who's talking down to me. I certainly wouldn't do something, but be sure of this. I'm not going to pretend to be less educated than I am. I'm not going to pretend to be someone I'm not. I'm not going to pander to ideas I believe to be nonsense. I'm not going to do it. So I encourage you, if this hour for you is difficult, find something more constructive to do with your hours. Why listen to me? All these things you have to do in the Word, okay? We have a text says, I know, say that. Say, good day, Mr. Lang. I could tell the direction that caller. I listen to your show because you teach without the fluff or fantastic ideas that people often put forward. I don't know that some people are ready to receive that. Also, we have to learn that we don't have to always agree with someone. Move on. Okay, everything doesn't have to be taken personally. Well, I could tell that I was gone for sure, right? And I heard what I heard. I was like, okay, this text is Mr. Lang. All I can say is, wow, be assured. I did not hear any talking down to the audience or anything like it. As you so often do, you bring your wealth of knowledge and experience to the show, and those who come with open minds can learn a lot. Yeah, sometimes you tell it like it is, and we are not comfortable hearing that. I love that you brought the folks from the cruise line on to make their case. Good job. To hell with people who believe you should were dumb and be dumb and unread. It's so funny. I'm just a God on his truth. Before I started the show today, I prayed. I literally prayed. I said, Lord, help me to be a tool. Help me to be careful what I say and how I say it. Boy, that didn't work for some people. This text says, Mr. Lang, please don't continue to comment on that. You are too intelligent for that. I listen to you every day and I will continue. I appreciate that. I have to sometimes, because as a human being, sometimes, boy, let me tell you something. You could know when the devil is at work. This text says, I seriously would like to start an inter-island cruise and have thought about it for years. However, I need funds and resources. How to break that barrier in order to start the process and get into that space. Like I said, you need to be in the business planning stage first. That'll organize you around what you need to do, what you need to get, that kind of stuff. This text is A. Richie, who ran for the PRP several elections ago, owned a cruise ship. He also owed government many hundreds of thousands of dollars, which he never paid. I don't think he owned the cruise ship. I don't think so. No, he didn't own the cruise ship as far as I know. He was a representative agent for a vessel, but not, he didn't own the cruise ship. This text says there actually was a Bahamian who put in a proposal for an inter-island cruise. The story appeared in the newspapers. The person was distressed that a foreign entity showed up a few months later, almost with their exact plan. I could go into details. I'm aware of that, but I won't. That pattern is repeated over when Bahamians produce viable proposals with potentially high profits. It's almost like it's too good for us. Well, first of all, I can't say that didn't happen, but here's what is true. A foreigner cannot do... Where is a foreigner doing an inter-island cruise in the Bahamas? Where is that? Where is that happening now? So their distress was what? The government approved the foreigner to do it in their stead? And is the suggestion that if I, as a Bahamian, go into an area where foreign participation is allowed, then the government shouldn't approve anybody else suggesting should have been the case? For instance, the hotels Atlantis and Bahamas owned by foreigners, if a Bahamian came in that business, wouldn't they be competing with them? So I'm not sure how that makes the point. But I can't say that work didn't happen. You say you could go into it into more details. You can call me off here. I'd love to hear those details because I don't understand the exact point here. So the individual submitted the cruise line proposal had a very detailed business plan. Okay, not suggesting they did not. And professionally done. Okay. Yeah, you don't have to say it on here. You can call me off here and have me enlighten me. So thanks, Mr. Lang. How you said it was fine with me. I knew none of that information. I'm always tuned in, so I learn whatever I can. And Q says, as man, I need you to talk to me like a man, like a soft flower, making sure not to hurt my feeling when you're trying to enlighten me. This text says, your point was valid. You were clearly explaining that raising money should not be your first goal, but to produce a valid business plan to determine viability. The caller was off in her criticism. Look, she wasn't off. She was agendered. And I could say that. She was agendered. That's what she was. She was agendered. Okay. So, I think that I am not afraid to concede that there are things I cannot do. I'm a behemoth, but I cannot do. I cannot do them. You could fill my ear. I could do any. I can't do all kinds of things. There are things I can do, and I can try to do those things. There are things I can't do. There are some things Bahamians do not have of this time, the willingness or capacity to do. That's reality. You don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that because for some reason, that makes us feel bad. But doggone, when I need electrical work done in my house, I call my best friend because I don't know nothing but electrical work. I know I got a master's degree, but I don't know nothing but electrical work. When I need plumbing work done, I call my plumber friend. I don't know nothing but plumbing. And I am just looking with amazement as they do their work. And they don't know much about some of the stuff I know anything about, so they ask me. When you get offended because people call out your ignorance on things, it's because your ego, which is fragile, is listening more than your reasoning is listening. And what we need is reasoning now. Because if we admit we can't do this, we can't do that, you know what we then do? We then say, okay, how do I get the wherewithal to do? If we admit we don't want to do something, then we say, okay, well, if we don't want to do something, then let the people who want to do it, as long as it's not going to harm us. Okay? But it cannot be right for people who do not come to appeal to us when they are making their money to come to appeal to us when they feel like other people are causing them not to make their money, while those people are doing legitimately what we allow them to do to make their money. That can't be right. Your money and you spending your money and you having a good time, you never come to the buying in public and say, this one taking advantage of you and that one taking advantage of you. You spend your money, you have a good time, and no, that's it. And I am not feeling bad for you. That's great. If you're making money, you're making good money, and you're having a great time with you and your family, that's excellent. Isn't that why you went to make the money in the first place? It's wonderful. But don't play me. Don't try to play me. Don't play a victim over the same principles that you make money from or hope to make money from. Let me say it again. Don't play me. Playing the victim over principles that make you money or you hope to make money from because somebody else is making the money. And it doesn't matter if the person is foreign, because if the person has been allowed and permitted by the Bahamas government to do that business, then they are operating legitimately in the Bahamas. And when we go to the next country and we go and deal with these foreigners, et cetera, nobody complains about it. When the foreigner comes here and hooks up with us and allows us to make money while they are making money, nobody, we don't complain in the same way. I don't want us as Bahamians to be played. Don't be played by your government, and don't be played by the business people, and don't be played by me or anybody else. Don't be played. And the only way not to be played is to have awareness, to have understanding, to have knowledge, and to not allow your emotions to get the best of you. Let your reasoning govern you and govern me. Don't let people play us. Right? Don't get in that business. I don't want RCI play me. I don't want Atlantis play me. I don't want Bahama play me. Just play me. Because at the end of the day, if you are a for-profit business, Bahamian or foreign, you are in the business of making profit, and you are not concerned about me. You are only concerned about me to the extent that I either help or don't hurt your profit. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
Make your morning sizzle with breakfast from Burger King Nassau. Enjoy not one, but two delicious sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches made just for you for only $5.75, including VAT. This breakfast classic is made with Burger King's savory sizzling sausage and melted American cheese on that classic buttery croissant you love. So say hello to sizzling mornings at Burger King with two sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches for only $5.75, including VAT. Only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Shopping is so rewarding. With my Fidelity credit card, I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's beautiful Thursday afternoon. So I'm getting, let's call this background information, right? A proposal for a cruise ship or something that was submitted to the government. So this is what I'm hearing, right? And that some things happened, and that was the end of it. Now, if what I'm hearing is true, then it just speaks to a couple of things. It doesn't change my proposition about the fact that no Bahamian is in the cruise ship business. I don't know of any applications or forms that I've ever gone in for the cruise business at all, right? But these are some people who, so incredible enough, making the claim that at least they know of one such something. I do even recall someone, a Bahamian businessman in Grand Bahama, speaking to me about an interest in doing something, and said that he would get back to me a little later on. And I wasn't even in government then, because he was more interested in my financial information, experience and knowledge, and trying to work with them to do whatever it was they were doing. But here's the thing. So if I was starting a cruise business in the Bahamas, right, as a Bahamian, my going to the government would be with respect to what? Because All I need is a business license. I need a business license. I put a business license in to operate a cruise ship. Why am I going to the government? For what, like, do I register under the Hotels Encouragement Act? But I'm not a hotel. Do I register under the Industries Encouragement Act? But I'm not in that kind of business that is for, that's for manufacturing. Why am I going to the Prime Minister? Why am I going to anybody like that? Why am I doing that? Because I'm putting in a business license. Okay, so out of courtesy, I tell the government, you know, this is what I'm interested to do. But show me where I put in a license to operate a cruise ship, and then you deny me my license. And you could only deny me my license as a Bahamian on the basis that I don't meet certain technical requirements. I don't know that Bahamians understand this. Do you know, as a Bahamian, you cannot be denied a license that you are not, unless you, that business you are seeking permissible at all in the Bahamas? As long as you meet the requirements of the Business License Act and the Business License Department, you cannot be denied a license as a Bahamian. So what's the problem? I put in my license. My business plan isn't for the government. Listen to me. I was an investment officer in the government of Bahamas. Your business plan, you could send it to them, but what they can do with your business plan? Your business plan is a forecast that only would say to them, but I think I can make this much money. I think I can hire this much people and so forth and so forth. And we like to say every business plan, when it encounters reality, results in a changed business plan. So the business plan is for you. It's to give you information about the potential viability of your business. So I don't need to submit that to the government for a cruise. I need to submit my application form online to the government for a cruise operating business. And then the government has to tell me why it denied it, if it did. Right? Now, if somebody tells me I submitted a proposal, I'm talking about me now, I'm not talking about the rest of you, and it was sent to somebody and somebody turned around and do the same business, if I really believe that, you wouldn't hear the end of my being all over the radio, television, news, people telling people how they teach my business and give it to a foreigner. Wouldn't that end of it? Or are you scared? Oh, that's what happened? You're scared of the government? So, or was the government your government, so therefore you didn't want to embarrass your government? Or the government was the other government, so you're scared of them? Because if that's what you do, if we do that, then we have to wonder why things continue as is. Why? Because the courage didn't come to challenge the people who say, did you a disservice? So I'm sorry. I hear these talks. I hear this stuff. But I cannot credibly believe that stuff. It says more about us, if that is true, than it says about the people we think it says something about. Listen to me, if you are a Bahamian and you are seeking to do any business in this country, you only need to go to Business License Unit and Department and find out Inland Revenue and find out what is required for me to do this business. That's all you were required to do. Now, if you get foreign participation in your business, then you have to go to the National Economic Council through the investment board. That's the only reason why you end up going there. Now, if you want to talk to the government about what you seek to do because you want the government to see the bigger picture and so forth and so forth, it's fine. But it is not required. And you could operate your business from Freeport. You could operate your business from Freeport, pay all whatever fees you have to pay throughout the Bahamas. So the Carnival Cruise Line and them, I got their registration here, but where their business license is, Does Carnival or Royal Caribbean have a business here? Right? They do that? And since you're going to be generating your tourists from outside the country, why are you even trying to get a business license here? Why you don't do a Carnival? Don't get their license in the U.S. and let the people use the U.S. port to come on your cruise. See, none of that makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. I don't know the whole story. I don't know the full story. And like I said, you can check me off air and enlighten me and help me see. But I don't get it. This doesn't seem to me. Right? So I don't begrudge people who go into business for profit, especially when that is what they seek to do up front. I don't begrudge them for wanting to make the profit that they want to make, however high or low that profit is. I don't begrudge them because they're Bahamians or foreigners, because if they are permitted to do that business in the Bahamas, then no problem. That's why I tell people I don't begrudge a numbers dealer who may have been doing the numbers before outside of the law, who's doing the numbers now in the law, because the law permits them to do the business now. And if the law didn't sanction them for anything they did before, then that's the end of it. We are a country of laws. The government of the Bahamas got some money from the central bank using SDRs as backing, and apparently did it outside of the law, and now is amending the law to go and make right what they did. Right? So if you want to condemn the government, you can condemn the government. If you don't want to condemn them, you don't condemn them, but that's what the deal is. So I don't begrudge people for wanting to make profits. And I'm not going to hate on anyone for selecting the business model that works for their business. Because after all, that's what all of us do. I do it in my private business. I select it and select the model. Sometimes I make an offer to people and they say, no, I can't afford that. And sometimes they say, yes, Mr. Langley, good. I don't go around and say, oh, you know, you're poor Bahamian, so let me just do this down for you and so forth and so forth, because nobody else is doing it. I go shopping. I don't see no store saving them except they give me a discount. I don't see any store saying, you know, but you're just an average Bahamian, or saying to any average Bahamian, you're just an average Bahamian, so let me lower the price for you on all my stuff. I don't see that. Because business doesn't work that way. And all this, to me, to be nationalistic means to desire the country to come into its best self. And, not or, and to do myself what I can do to help it do that. That's what being nationalistic to me. Being nationalistic to me isn't a preference of foreign over Bahamian or Bahamian over foreign, no matter what. That's not nationalistic to me, because there are instances in which a foreign provider is a better provider than a Bahamian. And if I'm interested in what is good for Bahamians, I will get the foreign provider because I want what is best for the Bahamian. You say, well, give me an instance of that. I went to my doctor and who's an orthopedic surgeon, showed him my knee. We went and saw all the stuff and stuff. You know what he gave me? He gave me a referral to a foreign orthopedic doctor. He says, they need to take a look at you and see what's the best course of action for you. And I'm thankful to God he wasn't stupid enough to say to himself, well, you know what? I ain't let this one pass. I could do this. That's not what he did. That's nationalism. That's caring. And that's what we have to wear. We have to be. Nationalism is wanting the country to come into its best self. By whatever means makes that possible, and being willing myself to contribute to that happening. And if that means me being a big man to do so, I'll be a big man. If it means me being a small man to do so, I'll be a small man. But what it's not going to do mean is me faking nothing, pandering to no one in order to be liked above doing what advances the cause. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Chibago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. You all have a fantastic evening. God bless. Stay tuned. If he spares life, we'll be with you tomorrow. Have a great evening.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.